Whenever you're ready, Chairman.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis. Commissioner Tyson Garten. Commissioner Jenny Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim May.
Present.
Okay. And first up, we have our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And due to some technical issues, item 4A on the agenda needs to be removed to the next hearing on.
You can just make a motion to remove that item from the agenda, sir.
Okay.
I move that we remove 4A case number 22-36-DR from the agenda tonight on August 23rd.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then back up. Under public hearings, this was tabled from August 9th, 2022, and that is case numbers 21-16-AN, 21-11-S, and 21-36 design review for Riverton subdivision. So, looks like Troy.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Troy Behunin, Planner 3, 751 West 4th Street. At the August 9th meeting with the commission had two recommendations, suggestions to the pre-plat. They wanted lots removed on Block 7 and Block 10, and then they wanted to look at the pre-plat with those corrections being made. In between that meeting and tonight, the applicant has corrected the pre-plat and presented it, and it is exhibit 2.34, 2.35, 2.36, 2.37, and 2.38. And I'll stand by for any questions you have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time?
No, I don't have any.
No. Okay, then will the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you. My name is Patrick Connor. Address is 701 South Allen Street, Meridian, Idaho. Thank you all for having me back again tonight. As you can see in your packet, we've made some pretty substantial changes per your recommendation. Block 7, Block 10, those previously were 40-foot wide lots, and we upsized them the 60 feet wide, so they can fit our largest sort of estate product on there. So both on 7 and 10, and then on the north side, adjacent to our neighbor to the southeast, also has large lots there. We also did make one modification on the entrance along Locust Grove. We moved the entrance south about 60 feet. This was a recommendation from ACHD from their staff report. It helps it be a safer intersection with Locust Grove given the sight line over the Cuna Canal. So that was their recommendation to move that south. And so we kind of made it work with our site. So that's a slight modification there just between the two. This is the second time I've met with you guys over the past few months, and we've been to this P&Z process two times, and on both of them I'm happy that we did it. I think that the recommendations you all suggested to us were the right ones. It's going to be a better transition to the rural residential on either side of us, and I want to thank you all for the recommendation. I thought it was a fair request, and as you can see, we're making it work on this presentation. So we also submitted to you all an updated landscape plan, updated rendering, and a fencing plan, and that's all in your packets. So I stand for any questions if you all want to discuss.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
I don't have any questions.
All right.
I don't either.
Thank you.
Then I believe we did close the public hearing previously. However, with the new plat that's been, or the revised preliminary plat that's due, we will open the public hearing at 6:07, and comments for that are just on the revised plat itself. So if there's, that's what we're looking at today on this one. So first up, we've got Robbie.
Robbie Reno, King School District, 711 East Porter Street, Kuna, Idaho, 83634. We, again, support the council and support Riverton because of the modifications that's been done to it, because it conforms with bigger houses and better houses for our community. And then the looping and the of the water and the pump, the water pump station that he's installing will help us be able to develop on our 100 acres there. So we thank him for doing that infrastructure to help us. Just want to remind everyone, this Friday is our first home football game against Skyview, and we invite you all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Then next up, under neutral, we have West. Please come forward and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Wes Wiest. I'm right across the road from the Hubble Development, 3603 East Kuna Road. My concerns, we're approving a lot of this stuff with no infrastructure. If you go down that road, especially getting down Meridian Kuna Highway, the intersection's getting real dangerous. I've been out there for 22 years. There's more and more cars every day. You got the meat packing plant, Meta, Falcon Crest. Now we're approving another one. And where's the infrastructure coming in at here? When's that going to happen? When's the roads going to change? You know, we're putting more and more cars on the road, and there's no infrastructure to take them. That's my concern, is the biggest thing. So I don't know what ACHD is doing. Do they have any future plans? Or are you guys going to put a light down there on that intersection? It's getting more dangerous to get across that road.
We put which intersection?
Meridian Kuna Highway and East Kuna Road.
There are plans from the ACHD and some of their future plans, yes. But
and when is that coming?
I'm not sure if it's in their 2025
okay.
district or not, but...
Yeah.
There's also plans for improvements mm-hmm. with each and every one of right. these that come in.
Right.
ACHD, it makes these right. subdivisions widen roads.
Right. Well, we're getting a lot of cars coming down there now, and we're going to get more and more with all this mm-hmm. stuff coming in.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my biggest concerns. And I like little bigger houses out there in that neighborhood versus some Corey Barton and Hubble Homes. That's just my opinion. That, you know, you get the little bit bigger houses, nicer homes, and, of course, that pays the light bill. The way I look at it, pays the taxes. So, anyway, that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Right, thank you. Okay. I don't see anybody else signed up to testify on this application. Is there anybody here who would like to testify on this application who has not signed in?
I would, sir.
Okay, then I would ask if you could please sign in with Jessica and if there's anybody else as well at this time.
There you go, ma'am. My name is Dave Splett. I live at 970 Ashwood Court. I wrote myself as neutral because I have no dog in that fight. I came to ask you to stop requiring sidewalks in low-speed, low-volume streets. The reason I say this is because our wonderful city allows parking on the street and on the sidewalks. My wife, who's now passed away, used to call crying because she got stuck on her mobility scooter and couldn't get home because there were cars or trucks parked on the street. When I asked your fine police department what's going on, they laughed at me and showed me a picture of a vehicle parked in front of the mayor's shop on Main Street and told me that I was next in line after they fixed that one, which I think is terrible that a city would beat up a handicapped grandma, but, you know, that's the way the city is. Anyway, so I'm not telling you to not put sidewalks. I'm telling you not to put sidewalks on low-volume streets. Thank you for your time. Any questions about that?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. And I'm sorry I was late.
Thank you. Okay. Then, if nobody else signed in, is there anything else the applicant would have to say, and with any rebuttal, any of that, or any comments?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. Just wanted to comment, and we talked about it a lot at our last hearing, but about the improvements that we do adjacent to the property as far as road widening and also providing turn lanes and decel lanes adjacent to all these projects. ACHD does have a CIP plan. You can Google ACHD CIP plan, and it'll tell you exactly when they plan to improve different intersections. As projects like this go in and they pay particular fees to certain intersections, it actually can expedite the process a little bit. So sometimes they may say this intersection will be improved in 2030, for example. But if they get a certain amount of fees that come in a little bit quicker, they could speed that up. The city is pretty strong on holding us to ensure that we're widening to the width of the street that they have in their comprehensive plan. So on Cuna Road, we're talking about potentially a 90-foot right-of-way, and then on Locust Grove, it's I believe 72-foot right-of-way. So it's pretty significant of what it's compared to now. So that's all I have to say about the road comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we'll close the public testimony at 6:15. That brings up our discussion on the revised preliminary plat.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it looks like they have addressed the lot sizes in the areas that we requested changes in. I think it looks a lot better than it did when they first presented it.
I agree. Looks like they've addressed all of our concerns, so I don't have any issues at this time. Any other thoughts or concerns?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Then, does that stand for a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve case number 22-02-AN. Whoops, am I in the right one? No, I'm not in the right one, am I? Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve case numbers 21-16AN, annexation, 2111-S, preliminary plat, and 21-36DR for the Riverton subdivision.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Should we add to that with all the conditions as stated in the staff report?
Mr. Chairman, I'll add that we include all recommendations indicated in the staff report, including the changes that we requested at the last hearing.
Is there a question from the chair?
No. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Chairman, may I also request that you make a separate motion to approve the design review, mm-hmm. as you are the decision-making body?
And Mr. Chairman, well, I make...
Let's vote on the first okay. motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve the design review 21-36DR for the Riverton subdivision as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Then the next item up on the agenda is for our case numbers 22-02-AN and 22-01-ZC for rezone for the Lamp District. And Jessica.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, Planner 2, Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street. The applicant requests approval to annex four parcels totaling approximately 24.65 acres located on the northeast corner of East Deer Flat and North Meridian into Kuna City limits with the C2 commercial zone. Applicant also requests to rezone the two parcels already within Kuna City limits, which total approximately 10.18 acres, from a C1 neighborhood commercial to a C2 area commercial zone. Staff notes there is no development associated with this application at this time. However, a development agreement will accompany this application in which any future development will be designed in substantial conformance with the preliminary development concept found in Exhibit 2.18. CUNA's Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map, or FLUME, is intended to serve as a guide and indicates land uses generally speaking. Currently, the FLUME designates the two parcels on the immediate corner of Deer Flat and Meridian as commercial, while the remaining four parcels are designated as mixed use, which means two separate but complementary uses. Based upon the preliminary development concept previously mentioned, staff finds this request to be in compliance with that FLUME. Various agencies have provided comments regarding development of the subject site, which will need to be taken into consideration upon development. However, staff again reminds the commission that tonight's request is solely for annexation and rezone, with the commission being the recommending body. Upon review, staff finds this annexation request is in technical compliance with Idaho Statute 50-222 to request annexation, and the rezone request is in compliance with Idaho Statute 67-65, and both requests are in compliance with CUNA City Code Title V, the goals and policies set forth in the comprehensive plan. Staff recommends the commission recommend approval to City Council of case numbers 22-02-AN and 22-01-ZC, with the applicant being held to the conditions listed in the staff report. And with that, I will answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions for Jessica at this time? Okay, thank you. Then we'll have the applicant. Please come forward and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Penelope Constantakis. I'm with Riley Planning Services, Post Office Box 405, Boise, Idaho, 83701. The developer for this site is also the property owner, and I believe that translates into an actual commitment to the best the site can be for the city of CUNA. I think it's important that he actually owns the site. This application, or these applications before you this evening, are for an annexation and zoning, as you know. This is just the beginning of a placemaking for this unique opportunity and important corner on Highway 69. Ongoing and detailed discussions have been and continue with major national retail and service providers to locate at this site. These applications allow the developer to complete this essential first step. Once commitments are formalized, The remainder of the site will be refined in incremental steps. It's too early to get into details at this time. These will come as additional applications and other processes, such as design review, are initiated by the applicant. While the actual site layout will evolve through the process in order to meet the specific needs of major anchors, retailers, the philosophy and the vision of the site conceptual layout will remain. The goal is to connect CUNA with high-quality shopping and services and to expand housing options. The final details and site geometry will evolve and lead to a future layout refinement, but the anticipated elements for the site are commercial sites for major national goods and services retailers. The centerpiece of the development will be the Lamp District, which is the pedestrian-oriented area. It will be a place to meet friends, go on dates, and find services and retail that marry CUNA with its needs close to home. Retail locations for goods and services such as nail salons, haircuts, brunch, lunch, and dinner, pet grooming, insurance, and other professional services. A pedestrian activity area with connectivity to the pathway system. Pedestrian access throughout the site and to the east is planned so that the neighbors to the east can wander over on Saturday morning for coffee and a pastry or haircut. Music, outside dining, Saturday market, these are all on the table at this point. The aesthetic details have not been specifically refined, but the conceptual visuals that were provided with the application do provide an idea of what's planned. A variety of housing types are visualized with the possibility of condos above retail storefronts and over 55 townhome area and walk-up apartments. Multiple employment opportunities are anticipated for CUNA residents. Keeping CUNA dollars in CUNA by providing goods and services that elevate, complement, and supplement what is already available at this important intersection close to downtown CUNA. Utilization of the functional roadway classification system as intended and keep trips on roads that are designed for that purpose. The applicant is aware of the sewer and water master plans for CUNA and understands that cooperation with CUNA and other developers in the immediate vicinity will be needed. Discussions are expected as the project moves forward. The applicant project team have had initial outreach conversations with the Boise Board of Control and with the CUNA School District to better understand their needs. A recap letter was sent to the school district after our meeting, and I believe it's included in your packet. These two will be continuing conversations as the project moves forward. An initial TIS was done when the first two parcels were annexed and zoned. Preliminary discussions with the traffic engineer have taken place. With the guidance of ACHD and ITD, all the needed improvements will be identified, and the applicant will work cooperatively with these transportation agencies. The CUNA Comprehensive Plan strongly emphasizes the vision for a commercial corridor development at this location that is desirable, distinctive, and well-designed. We believe the property owner and the developer's vision will fulfill this vision. The site is also included in the CUNA Pathway Master Plan, and the developer will work with the city on amenities and pathways. What is most important is that the site elements are in line with the City of CUNA's vision, that the proposed annexation and uniform zoning across the site will allow the developer to begin the process of making a well-designed place that reflects the character of CUNA, keeping CUNA dollars in CUNA, and that the end result is truly a desirable, distinctive, and well-designed place. I would like to mention that the developer and project team have reviewed the staff report and the public works memo. There are no objections to the conditions of approval. The development agreement has also been reviewed, and the city infrastructure elements have been noted for future reference. The developer and project team look forward to working with the City of CUNA. We respectfully request your recommendation for approval to the City Council. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Then we'll open up the public testimony at 6:27. And I have listed to testify Bobby Reno.
Robbie Reno, Kuna School District, 711 East Porter Street, Kuna, Idaho. Chairman Young and members of the commission, this one's hard for us because we're not sure on the details of how many kids this product might bring in. So we have to remain neutral on this, and because they've committed to work with us, and we hope that the developer and landowner will commit to that, and so we have to stand neutral on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I don't see anybody else signed in to testify on this application. Is there anybody else here who would like to testify who's not signed in? Just one? Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Then we'll have...
Right here. I better sign in here.
There was another gentleman. Okay. Then, while he signs in, go ahead and please just state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Ron Perkins. My address is 1907 North Ride Avenue, Kuna, 83634.
Okay. Please.
I registered on the paper as neutral, but perhaps that's mislabeled. Not knowing specifically what companies or name brands will be allowed to build in the proposed areas, I naturally jumped to possibly a wrong conclusion about what could be put in there. And I voice my objection because I'm a property owner. I and my wife are property owners, literally right across the fence line from this development, this proposed development. So I fear a negative impact to our property values based on what might be put into those areas. I dislike not knowing what is going to be put there, and I wish I had more information. Now, what I want to say now is logical and emotional. I'll give you the logical one first. I, as a property owner, and other people out here as property owners, have also the label of voters. And so a voter entering into the voting booth can retaliate. Now, I'm not a violent man, and I'm not proposing violence in any way, shape, or form. But in the context of the voter entering the voting booth, retaliation is part of what we do. Now, the emotional part. We cannot afford to have a degradation of our property values. So we urge you to be very careful in what you allow to be put in those parts of that land. I invite you to put yourself into our shoes as property owners, possibly very, very close to that development. You would not want your value, your property value, degraded by something put in there that would not be beneficial. You would not. So that's the emotional part of what I want to say. We do not want to lose money. Nobody wants to lose money in their investment. That is what I have to say. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Then next I have listed Eric Carlson.
Good evening. My name is Eric Carlson. I live at 1726 North Ride. I'm also a resident of CUNA and Lagarno Terra. This gentleman here basically said everything that was on my mind. I want to know if the residents have any hunt in this game or this expansion at all. I understand a developer, if I'm a developer and I buy a lot or a piece of land, I'm going to build that which I see is fit, unless it gets voted. But I don't know for sure. There hasn't been any clear transparency as far as the residents having a clear-cut say in who comes in. You know, we've all lived in different communities or in same communities for years. We've seen them grow. We've seen them also degrade. You bring in certain types of businesses, open up thoroughfares. We have like one street that'll open up that'll increase the traffic extremely, which is not, I don't think, the part of the city of CUNA, but ADA would have, you know, a say in that matter. But my main concern is, can somebody answer me whether the residents of CUNA have a say and who comes in?
You're having one now. There will be a preliminary plat submittal when something does come in if this is approved. We're just a recommending body to city council. So if this gets approved as a rezone, it goes before city council. You'll also have a say, each and every one of you, in front of city council. You'll also have a say when if a preliminary plat comes forward, to look at that and comment on that in front of this body as well as city council.
Okay,
so there are four chances for you to voice your opinion.
So yes, we absolutely do voice our opinion. Are they taken into consideration whether it's a yay or a nay?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica, I have one more. Here's. Three names. Okay. And then if you would just state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Maria Ludette Leong. I'm at 1726 North Ride. I was listening to the material provided by Riley Planning Services, and I respect that. My question is, because you had said something like you envision a place that is for CUNA dollars, and what came to mind is, has anyone made a study of the new demographics of CUNA? And I say that because of the number of new development that have come up, and I understand there were many people who moved from various parts of the country, and they comprise the new demographics. And what do these new people need? If we are going to come up with a plan that is a continuation of the CUNA culture, nothing wrong with that, and we can always combine the old and the new, but I think we should also have a plan, a design that will serve both communities. And I am envisioning an updated kind of plan, and you have spoken about hair places, nail places, pet grooming places, but what about the needs of the new demographics? Nice restaurants and music, nice retail stores. And it is not just to serve the CUNA community. I'm hoping that it is also to invite people from other cities into CUNA and then help CUNA develop to an updated community. So what I'm hoping is that you will incorporate that into your plan. And what I am also hoping is that you would invite volunteers like myself. I am willing to volunteer to be part of your planning team so that I can inject some ideas. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we'll have the applicant please come.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The questions that came up during the testimony, thank you for the school district comments. The area that's along the east property line of this site is anticipated to be more along the residential line, which would buffer the neighbors. Again, we don't have a lot of details because we can't create details until we have an annexed and zoned site. Unfortunately, that's the way it works. But those things will come online. You were correct in your explanation that there'll be multiple opportunities for neighbors to come back and add additional testimony as we move through the process. So I hope they'll come. I will bring you a business card so that you can contact me. In terms of what is going to be coming into the site, the city code has a matrix that tells you what uses are allowed in a C2 zone. And that is not specific to particular brands, but it does address what kinds of uses can be present on the site, given the zoning designation that we're asking for. So that would be a good way to begin to get an understanding of what kinds of uses would be on the site. I don't know if I have two business cards with me, but I'll get your email address and I can correspond with you. And then finally, Maria, we are hoping that people from outside CUNA come. There will be, I did talk about it a little bit, the LAMP district, the center area is intended to be pedestrian friendly, with all kinds of different retail and service opportunities and outside music, fine dining. All of those things are hopefully going to be happening. That's the plan, is to kind of elevate that corner and make it kind of like the village, for lack of another comparable. But we're looking at doing something that's like the village. It becomes a very active, engaging place where lots of people come to do all kinds of interesting things. So I hope that assuages your concerns, and I'll get you some contact information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. And with that, we'll close the public testimony at 6:42, which brings up our discussion on the applications. And since this is just a rezone, and looking at it from the rezone perspective, that northeast corner of Spear Flat and Meridian is kind of a prime corner in this, you know, along with that northwest or the northwest corner, kind of to see what is going to happen out there. But I think that the zoning request is highly appropriate for that corner. And I don't have any issues with the rezone itself at this time.
Right. I agree with that. Basically, this is an annexation and a rezone of property. The plat will come at a later time. And what I see in what they're showing here, it's a very, very open layout as opposed to stacking things on top of others. And it does fit in with the comprehensive plan for the city. So I see no issue with an annexation or rezone of this property.
I agree with both of you. I think, one, I'm a little surprised it hasn't come earlier. Those of us who've lived here 30 years have been waiting for some commercial development. And so with watching what they do, since this is just an annexation and a rezone, then we'll be watching it as it develops and make sure that it's what CUNA wants and needs.
Okay. Any other thoughts or concerns at this time?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we recommend for approval case numbers 2202-AN annexation and 22-01ZC rezone for the LAMP district as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we do thank you for your comments, and we'll be here with you again with the preliminary plat comes through.
We'll be sure to show up.
Good. We do honestly appreciate all the comments. I wish there were more people on more applications that would voice their opinion. So thank you.
Folks, if you would like, if you were here for the LAMP district, you're more than free to vacate the room if you would prefer. We'll give you a moment.
One thing I can't do is really comment on anything coming in, but anything you have for that, Jessica could help answer any planning questions that you would have.
Hey, how are you?
She would be the contact.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen one of your presentations, but I always enjoy them. So, yeah.
Well,
that's good. I overheard. So it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Sonic when they tried, when those first two parcels got rezoned. The reason that it hasn't developed is because the accesses won't align with ITD. Mm-hmm. So that's why somebody finally bought all the houses to the Sonic so they could accommodate ITD and their requirements for access and egress and egress.
Well, all kinds of stuff.
But they can also request an extension.
And the chair would need to vote to suspend whatever that might be.
I think that's
the rule, right?
Yeah.
You ready, Jessica?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go ahead and come back to order. And next up on the agenda are case numbers 22-01-AN, 22-01-PUD, 22-01-S, 22-10-SUP, and 21-36-DR for Patagonia.
Good evening, Commissioners. Troy Behunin for the record, Planner 3, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA, Planning and Zoning Department. The applicant is requesting approval for annexation, planned unit development, preliminary plat, special use permit, and design review. The request for annexation into CUNA City includes approximately 175.07 acres with R4, R6, and R8 zones. The subject site will be subdivided into 561 single-family buildable lots, 53 common lots, and a 10-acre school lot for the school CUNA School District. Per the city engineer's memo, the applicant shall design and construct a pressurized irrigation pump and pond to serve the development. Public Works can support approval of this application contingent that the 18-inch Danskin Force Main project is complete. The applicant's proposal has provided 12.13 acres of usable open space, which includes a 9.80 acre school site, creating a total of 12.62% usable open space for the project. Staff has determined the application generally complies with the goals and the policies for the City of CUNA, Title 5, Chapter 6 of the CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statutes 50-222 and 67-6511, and the Comprehensive Plan. Staff recommends that if the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval for the annexation, the planned unit development, and the preliminary plat, and approves the special use permit and the design review, the applicant be subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section I or Section I of the staff's report, as well as any additional conditions of the by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I will stand by for any questions that you have, and the applicant is present this evening.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time? Thank you. Then we'll have the applicant please come forward and name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Chairman Young, members of the commission. My name is Bonnie Layton. I am with NV5 representing West Park Companies this evening. I'm a senior planner with NV5. We're located at 690 South Industry Way, Suite 10 in Meridian, Idaho, 83642. I want to thank you for your time this evening as we discuss this project. One quick housekeeping matter. I've got a couple of slides that show just some of the elevations and how this project fits into our existing Patagonia subdivision. And with your permission, I request that we be allowed to pass those out to you as well as to anybody that's in the audience. We've got 24 copies available for folks if they want to see the documents. It's nothing that's really not contained in our application, but I missed the deadline, unfortunately, for the PowerPoint presentation. So,
okay. If this staff have a copy of that?
Andrea Nielsen, staff does have copies of the late exhibit that was brought today, and it's within your discretion as the chair to either suspend the rules, the policy, it's an ordinance, or I'll just ask for a vote if good cause has been shown.
I don't have an issue with that. Is anybody else? Do we need an official?
No.
It's within your discretion as the chair.
I don't have any issue. As long as staff has it, it can be an exhibit in the record, and there's enough for everybody that wants one.
Thank you. I appreciate that little old school with our printed board as well. Good. Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. So with that, as Troy mentioned, we are here before you this evening to request approval of our application for a 561 residential unit subdivision. We were actually here before this body in 2020 and received approval. We did go on to City Council. At that time, there were some just emerging questions about sewer capacity in the area. I think since that time, there's been a lot of work between my client, the City Public Works Department, as well as other developers in the area to resolve those issues and answer those unknowns. At the time, back in 2020, these were just coming to the forefront. And so City Council took a pause with our application at that time. Since then, we're coming back to you this evening to request approval. Essentially, it's the same project that was approved by this body back in 2020. And just wanted to go through some of the application and what we're requesting. And so as I mentioned, we have 561 residential units 53 common lots and one school site. The school site is located east of Locust Grove, just south of Hubbard Road, just for your reference. And I can get into more detail. We've made an agreement with the school district. I see members of the district here this evening, and they can speak further on that if they so choose. So essentially our project is 173.8 acres. It's at the intersection of Locust Grove and Hubbard Road. And so what we're calling this is really a continuation of the existing Patagonia. Same developer and a variety of product types to satisfy this market. Let's see. So what we are requesting are a mix of units and zoning designations to create a variety of housing options. We are also including 52 alley-loaded units that make up the R8 zoning district, and we are requesting a variance for that as part of our application to reduce those lot widths from 40 feet wide to 38 feet wide, and to increase the lot coverage from 40% to 55%, only in that R8 zone, and that's internal in our project. Let's see. We've designed the project to have connectivity, so there's public parks and trails throughout the project that connect to the parcels that we have before you this evening, as well as into our existing subdivision. If you're to look at the first page of the handout where the vicinity map is showing, all of the blue highlighted parcels make up part of our application, and you can see how it ties into the existing Patagonia site. The next page of that handout, again, sort of reiterates the details of the application and then shows the elevation styles and housing that we intend to build. These are photos of what my client builds in Patagonia and in other subdivisions, very high-quality homes, good-looking homes, and really this is meant to be a continuation of that. The next slide addresses the parks and the school site. You'll see that highlighted in sort of that burnt orange color. West Park Companies really prides itself on providing quality amenities for its residents. This particular project will encompass two pool sites with like a changing room, restroom area, pathways throughout, park benches, shade structures, typical amenities that you would find in this type of development. Lots of open space for the families to recreate in. And the last slide on this handout just shows sort of the kind of overall connectivity into our adjacent Patagonia. So we're really trying to make sure that there's connectivity, that there's a pedestrian-friendly environment for the residents of this project. We are in agreement with all of the recommendations that staff has outlined. We're also have reviewed all of the agency comments, and more specifically, Ada County Highway District comments. We're in agreement with those as well. And with that, I think I've covered everything, and I appreciate your time this evening. If there's any questions that you have, I stand for questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll open the public testimony at 7:01. And first I have listed to testify is Robbie Reno.
Robbie Reno, Kuna School District, 711 East Porter Street, Kuna, Idaho, 83634. As part of our capital planning task force that we've commissioned with our patrons of the community and members of our school district, we found through our research our need that we're going to need 10 elementary or 5 elementary schools in the next 10 years. And so the generosity of Mr. Merrill donating the site to us as was going to fulfill that need, that 10-year capital plan need to fulfill the growth in this city. We are working out the details of the contract with Mr. Merrill. That'll be finalized with our next board meeting this first Tuesday of the month in September. So we're hoping to finalize that that agreement. Mr. Merrill and Westco Company has also worked with us to look at Lot 9 on Fitzroy Street to possibly make that an easier bus access, like there is at Crimson Point, where it's a bus only to get off from Hubbard onto back onto Locust Grove through that when we go through design on a school site there. But again, we support this because it's going to save our taxpayers about $1.8 million so that we can instead of taking that money from an approved bond and applying that to building the school. And so it's what our community needs and what our school district desperately needs, and we hope other developers follow in his footpaths to support us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I have listed Joe Randall. If you just state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Joe Randall. I live at 2210 East Hubbard Road. I would like to comment to the planning and zoning that my opinion that Greg Johnson in Patagonia has put together one of the finest subdivisions CUNA has seen, and it has all amenities and more than most of the other subdivisions in the area. If this subdivision continues with that quality, I certainly am in favor of it. I do have a couple questions. Excuse me just a second. I'll show you on the map. I own this property here, approximately 100 acres, and I live right here. My concern is that...
Okay, if you could go back to the... Okay, so that way we can hear, everybody could hear, and we can get you on the record as well. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Now that you know where I live, and the problem I have is I would like to mitigate any headlights that come into my living room window there as people exit the subdivision. The other, it's not a concern. They've done a great job in their entryway and their how they've constructed the waterfalls and everything in the original Patagonia, and I just wondered if they're going to continue with this quality of landscaping and everything that they put in there on this. That is all I have, so thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and next I have Kenneth Jantz. If you would just state your name and address for the record as well, please.
My name is Kenneth Jantz. I live at 8440 South Locust Grove Road. I generally support or am neutral on good developments. On this one, I said I'm neutral, but we don't want to have that area turned into a CUNA slum. You guys can sure as heck do it, but not there. There are several $1 million plus homes within a half mile of that property. So don't degrade it. But what you can do is you can help us on traffic, which is the primary reason that I came. For 31 years, we have owned our house and about 110 acres on the hill above Joe's place. And Joe's a good neighbor. We farm that place, and as long as my wife and I are able to say grace to God, we're going to keep it, and we're going to farm it. We have one of those million-dollar houses, too, but ours isn't the only one. The thing that bothers me most is the traffic on South Locust Grove Road. And the last thing I put on here is I said, CUNA owns this traffic problem. And it is a problem because the speed limit on South Locust Grove Road is 50 miles an hour. That was the speed limit 31 years ago. The interesting thing is, I own half of the road. My side of the road, I own it. I have to pay taxes on it. I don't know. I don't think you have that issue, do you, Joe?
Not like you do.
Anyway, my property sits basically on the corner of Columbia Road and South Locust Grove. And when you get about a quarter mile south on Columbia Road, there's a hill. And that hill, the visibility is terrible. Basically, what it amounts to is there's one hill going south and another hill created by an irrigation canal, which creates blind spots for people driving on that road. Now, when there's tractors driving down the road like there was 31 years ago and a few trucks, nobody cared. We could figure it out. But we have people now that think that a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit really means 60. And I've clocked people, and I shouldn't have done this, but I've clocked them at 70 miles an hour going off that hill. And I'm telling you, it is damn dangerous. I had somebody passing me while I was turning in my driveway. There are eight driveways in this area that are blind. You can't hardly get out. And one of them is a residential area across on the west side of South Locust Grove. We're on the east side. There are no warning signs whatsoever. There is no speed limit reduction. I've talked to CUNA police about it. I've talked to Ada County Planning. Nothing happens. But if you're going to approve all these subdivisions, you better get some signage and you better slow down the traffic for those blind driveways. When somebody gets killed out there, just remember this, you own it.
Thank you. I don't see anybody else listed to testify on this application. However, is there anybody else who would like to testify on this that is not signed in? Okay, seeing none. We'll go ahead and have the applicant please come back up.
Thank you again for your time. Again, for the record, Bonnie Layton with NV5 representing the project. And first off, I want to thank everyone for being in the audience this evening. I think it's important to be involved in these discussions and really make sure that we're developing a project for the community that will bring long-term lasting benefit to the residents, not only of the development that we're doing, but also to the city of CUNA, be part of solving some of the issues that this CUNA school district is seeing with the growth of development in our Treasure Valley. So first off, thank you, Robbie, for your comments. We appreciate that. To Mr. Randall, we definitely will work with you to try to solve that issue. I think there's some comments from ACHD, and so we will take steps to resolve those issues with him. As far as the roadways are concerned, of course, this is a developing area. Our attorney for the project actually rides his bike out in this area 3 times a week. Yes, traffic does need to slow down. I do want to reiterate that we are improving a significant amount of frontage along both Hubbard Road and Locust Grove Road, which will help with some of those traffic issues. Those are all requirements through the Ada County Highway District. And as this area of town develops, we'll see better capacity, better levels of service with the roads. I think you can see from the frontage, as Mr. Randall pointed out, along our frontage for the existing Patagonia subdivision, it's nicely landscaped, the road is widened there, feels safe. So we plan to do the same thing there. And in terms of the comments about the concerns, all you have to do is drive through Patagonia. It's a very beautiful community. We have home sites that are quite large, so we have a variety of options. It's also to our advantage to make sure that the community is maintained and developed in a way that will maintain those values. As I mentioned, we're providing a variety of housing lot sizes, and that's really not everybody wants a 1 acre plus lot. They don't have the time or wherewithal to maintain it, but we think we provide a nice blend that will support a variety of residents seeking to live here in this community. So with that, I thank you for your time. I can stand for any additional questions, and if not, just request your approval this evening of our project.
Okay. Are there any additional questions for the applicant?
Yes.
Okay.
One thing that I'm noticing here is that we're taking up a lot of farmland, a lot of agricultural area, and typically irrigation is fed across properties to downstream users. And currently, no one addresses that, and it's left up to the property owners who don't get their water to deal with it. So I'm going to request that whoever your engineering firm is, that they go to the Board of Projects and they get a list of all downstream users on all canals, and they contact every one of them, and they work with them to make sure that whatever system they're putting in here works for the users on the irrigation district.
So, Commissioner Main, if I may, the irrigation district was provided a copy of our application, and that is a standard procedure that any project that we bring forward does not impact users downstream. So every project I work on in the valley, that's the requirement, and it's really the irrigation district that polices and signs off on, yes, these plans make sense. Of course, we're required to use the water that we have for the project. Contacting all the users downstream seems probably a little far-reaching. I'm not trying to say that we're trying to avoid that, but really that is handled with the irrigation district.
And I'm going to tell you that you're wrong. Okay. The irrigation district does not deal with that. Once it leaves their weir, they're done with it.
Okay. We've got...
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Main, my name's Heath Clark, 251 East Front Street in Boise. I'm a land use attorney working on the project. And just to kind of throw one other additional point on this, and we absolutely understand the concern, and we're going to make sure that we don't interrupt. And the reason being, A, we're a responsible developer, but B, state code requires us that not to interrupt delivery of irrigation. And so we would be in trouble on multiple levels, not just with the irrigation district, but with the city, also with the state if we interrupt. So we will make sure that those conveyances remain. And is there anything else? I mean, I can tell that maybe there's some other thoughts there. Is there anything else that we can maybe try to address?
Well, I have personal experience with this.
Sure.
And I'll tell you that the only recourse is through the court system. So if you do impede water, the resource that the water users have is through the court system. So it's a civil process. So I would say be proactive, talk to people.
Absolutely. No, we agree with that. And our civil engineering plans will show where those connections are and then how they come back out to allow for those connections for the neighboring properties as well.
I know your concerns, but it is state code that they can't impede that. So unfortunately, a lot of times something does show up in civil court, but by statute they can't impede it.
We can talk about this after the hearing.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions this time for the applicant?
Just one question. Do we have any idea what ACHD's timeline is to improve intersections? Because right now I'm looking at Hubbard, and Hubbard's going to have a ton of traffic on it. And I think we have a roundabout at Hubbard and Locust Grove now. Or am I wrong? Okay, I'm wrong. I just came down Locust Grove today. I thought I went through a roundabout. Okay. Thank you.
I'm looking through the staff report for ACHD to try to see on that timing. I don't recall off the top of my head. Heath, you've got it, maybe. Oh, there we go. I knew that it was in here. So there have been changes to ACHD's capital improvement plan. This is coming straight out of the report. And so the integrated five-year work plan, since our original project came forward, has changed. And let's see. This intersection at Locust Grove is listed in the CIP to be reconstructed as a single-lane roundabout between 2036 and 2040. And the segment of Hubbard Road from Meridian Road to Locust Grove Road is listed in the CIP to be widened to 3 lanes within 74 feet of right-of-way between 2036 and 2040. So ACHD does have plans to make those improvements. This plan was recently changed, and it's not uncommon as growth happens for them to see if there's a need. They did review our traffic impact study as part of this and part of the other developments that are happening in the area. So it will be improved. We're doing our portion that we're required to do, and we're happy to do that.
Thank you. Any other?
No.
All right. Thank you. And with that, we'll close the public testimony at 7:20.
Thank you.
Thank you. Which brings up our discussion on the applications. For me, it's laid out really well. I mean, it complements their other subdivision to the west that they've developed. It follows the same pattern, and I think with multiple pools, amenities, school, the school district's in favor. Fire department didn't have any issues, and certainly they can't even develop this until they finish that 18-inch Danskin addition. So, I like the layout of it all.
Yeah, I think that we'd probably have some traffic issues there. But I think if the developer could mitigate some of that with some additional signage where we've got some blind spots. Figure out a way just to mitigate possible areas of conflict. But I guess that having a school site on in the subdivision would mitigate some of the actual need to leave the subdivision.
Yeah, I think that with the reputation that Patagonia has, it's nice to see some more quality homes, some bigger lots. The school site, having spent 14 years on the school board, is huge. So overall, a few minor concerns. I think the traffic flow on Locust Grove should be able to be resolved. 50 is too fast, but we need to see that is worked through.
And that's
ACHD.
ECHD.
I mean, we all go down roads in this town that are still 50, and then all of a sudden you're going down a road that's 35 that could be 50, and that whole thing, that whole situation could be readdressed at any given time.
Thoughts or concerns?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Then I'd stand for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend for approval case numbers 2201-AN annexation, 2201 PUD planned unit development, 2201S preliminary plat, 22-10-SUP special use permit for the Patagonia East Ridge and Lake subdivision as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 21-36-DR design review for Patagonia East Ridge and Lake subdivision as presented.
Commissioners, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, you would be approving the special use permit tonight.
Hmm. Shall I redo that? Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve case number 22-10-SUP special use permit and 21-36-DR design review for Patagonia East Ridge and Lake subdivision as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. Thank you. And seeing nothing else on the agenda, is there anything else from staff? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.